wrap up our chamber week here with Casey Hansen, who has flown in from Experience Jackson downtown.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Short flight.
Yep.
How are you?
I'm good. It's nice and warm this morning, so really good.
Nice weekend coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So, Experience Jackson, are they sponsoring one of these awards?
Yes, we are. We are sponsoring the one that's a little hard to say, but everybody remembers it. It's called the Omotenashi Award, and this is the third year that we are sponsoring this one.
I'm glad you said that.
Yep, Omotenashi.
What is that award?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to try it.
Omotenashi. It's actually a Japanese word, and it means excellent customer service. So the idea for this award is to give it to someone in Jackson County who represents just the picture of great customer service.
And you must get a lot of nominations for that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Every year we get more and more. The first year it was awarded to the Grand Golf Club. They have just done an excellent job. And then the second year, you might remember last year, Bright Walls was the lucky winner of this award. So we're really excited for this year, especially with today's times and just how businesses in Jackson County have had to really step up through everything.
Yeah, they've had some challenges.
Yep, they sure have. So we really want to highlight that and just promote tourism and promote Jackson County for the great customer service that we have here.
Well, tell our listeners about Experience Jackson.
Yeah, so Experience Jackson is the Convention and Visitors Bureau for Jackson County. So our whole goal is to get people here and have people stay in our hotels and just experience all the great things that Jackson has to offer. So a little hard now with, you know.
Speaking of challenges.
Yeah.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, travel is definitely limited. So we are really trying to highlight all the things that you can do safely, you know, social distancing. So this weekend will be great with great weather. People will be out on the trails, golf courses. It'll be good this weekend.
Are there things you can get done, though?
Oh, yeah. We're getting ready to do kind of a shopping tour for downtown because there's a lot of things going on downtown. Great place to take the family, maybe get a hotel, stay the weekend, wake up, grab a coffee, get your holiday shopping done. Lots of things to do and still be safe.
Well, you deal with the hotels. They have to be hurting.
Yep, they've definitely taken a tumble, but a lot of them are coming back strong. We do have some business travel that people are doing, and the pools at some hotels are open. So those definitely have their restrictions, but having the pools and having the fitness centers back and able to run safely, that definitely helps.
So how does somebody nominate somebody for the
Omotenashi.
Omotenashi Award.
Yeah, so it's super easy.
I don't speak much Japanese.
Yeah, well, neither do I, but it's super easy. You just go to the Chamber website, and there's a form on there. Or if you want, you can email tim@jacksonchamber.org. Just email them the organization that you want to nominate. Give them a reason why. Maybe they've shown excellent special customer service through COVID times. Whatever it may be, whatever the reason, just send that over to the Chamber.
So it looks like no meeting this year. You're going to put, is it going to be virtual, the whole thing?
That's what I've heard. The Chamber, you know, did an excellent job with their Jackstober program this year instead of having their Jaxpo Expo. So I'm really excited to see what they're going to pull off for the virtual annual meeting this year. I definitely think it's going to spark some community positivity, and it'll be just what we need.
Perfect. Casey, thanks for coming out.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Casey Hansen from Experience Jackson.